This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Check us out on Facebook. My Facebook page is hopping today. We got that Susan Sarandon deal.
Uh-oh.
If you tuned in to any part of the Rangers-Penguins game last night, they had a special segment. They do this when the Rangers games are on NBC Sports Network. They try to have different guests in there.
So she was the guest announcer, huh?
Yeah, she was... It sounds, I'm not going to make any accusations, but she was doing her impression of somebody who was loaded.
Oh.
What? What are you?
I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't an impression, Scott.
I don't know. It's not my place to
I know. That's
judge.
All right.
I don't judge. I just tell you what's going on. Oh. You make the
May
call.
I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Have you ever been in that situation yourself?
One time in my life. I was on the radio when I was altered.
Really?
And it was because I was in D.C., and it was around Christmas time, and I was working with Patty's husband at the time. We were friends, and like we still are.
Yeah, Steve.
And the guy that was supposed to be on the air didn't show up.
Oh, so he pressed you into service.
I had to go in there, and I was, you know how sometimes when you're...
Overserved?
When you're having a couple and then it hadn't kicked in yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you think you're okay.
Oh. You think you're okay, and then I got on the air and I wasn't okay.
We have audio of that, Scott.
No, we don't.
Whoa, oh.
Crosby with 6 goals, 10 points in his last 6. McGee comes back to Letang, rolling puck in.
You can see the whole video, not of me, but of Susan Sarandon. You can check that out. And we have the story about another United debacle.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine going to get your dog? You're going to Kansas City, and you get there, and
it's a different dog.
You got a different dog.
And it's a huge different dog. It's a Great Dane.
Take this one.
Take this one. It's a dog. That's okay. What do you care?
Jeez.
It's like the movie. Remember that movie, what was it, when the guy killed the cat and he went on and got another cat?
Oh, yeah. Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
It's
so United Airlines does it again. How'd you like to be the CEO of United Airlines this week?
I'd just like to be the person that told that woman, oh, I'm sorry, we sent your dog to Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, does the dog get the miles?
Kara Swindle and her family were moving from Oregon to Wichita, Kansas. And their 10-year-old dog, Ergo, it's a pretty big dog, had to fly cargo. When they landed, they were so happy. They looked at the cage, and it's a Great Dane. Oh, wait a minute. So they thought probably the dog was, you know, on the plane.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get the right cage. This isn't our dog. Could you come into my office?
Surprise!
Your dog was sent to Japan.
Sayonara.
This is an incident comes just a day after they killed the French bulldog.
Yeah.
The poor people coming back home here to the city. Oh, my God.
You know what? The first dog that was sent to Japan, they're lucky that it clears customs. They're going to get it back without having to go through that 2-week waiting period, I think.
And the dog is healthy, too. That's what we're recording. Yeah. So,
but that poor dog's going, what the hell's going on here? What am I doing?
Here, have some sushi.
I can't even understand these people. It is 8:15 here at CBS FM. Coming up, we have a special brain buster to give away tickets to see the Eagles at the Garden.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
That's our second and final show. We'll do that before 9 a.m. Brad Blanks has joined us this morning. Brad is the exclusive American reporter for the big royal wedding coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's so exciting.
He's working on his credentials. He doesn't have that quite in place yet.
Yeah, incredible deal to get credentials to the actual wedding, you know, to get in there, to get in the church.
But being a personal friend of Meghan Markle,
that's
like
right.
You are.
Yeah, I used to roll with her, you know, the suits days.
He was going to cover it from his home, his apartment, but he's changed his mind. He's actually going over.
Yeah, that'll be a fake reporter, Scott. I'm a real-life journalist.
That's fake news.
Yeah.
And now, please welcome Mr. Brad Blanks. He's from America.
He has an Australian accent.
Why has he got that screwed up accent then?
Anyway,
Brad is here, and I did not know this, but when he was a young man, he had a big teenage crush. As a matter of fact, the first time, the first time he ever was engaged in personal conduct.
What?
Well, that's an unusual way of putting it.
I decided I was going down the wrong road.
Yeah, no,
I made a quick left.
Scott, let it go.
Back in D.C.?
I made a quick left right over here.
Let it go.
This was his first teenage crush.
Yeah, boy crush, boy.
Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, I was born in 74, and a TV show debuted around the world called Wonder Woman in 75. So I developed a loving for this strong female woman, Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman,
and
Scott.
You actually had, you could manage at your home in Australia to get a poster?
Yeah, I had a poster and everything. I watched it all the time. My mum was so taken that I had a female superhero, you know, as my idol.
So she thought you were gay until then.
Now look, that's...
I heard that. Well,
that went on the air.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
My mum was encouraging me to love all sorts of things as a young boy, and I loved Wonder Woman. That was my
So you finally tracked Linda Carter down.
Yeah, it was a big moment. And I got her for you, Scott, because I know you secretly loved her as well, didn't you?
Yeah. No, not really.
Right, so.
Oh, she's delightful.
Yeah.
I was a Farrah Fawcett poster.
Remember that one? The red swimming suit.
I'm a big hair guy. I like hair.
Yeah. You're a big hair guy.
I like it when you got your hair up in the air, you know?
Well, Linda does. Wonder Woman does.
Nah, not like Farrah.
John, how did you like your women in the 70s?
Gloria Swanson. I had a huge thing for Gloria Swanson.
Here's Brad talking to Wonder Woman, the original.
How are you, love?
Very nice.
Great
to
see you.
Love, Aussie boy in New York.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Now, look, how's life for you? You know, you've come off last year, the Wonder Woman. You know,
it wasn't my Wonder Woman, it was somebody
still,
else's Wonder Woman.
Everyone gets to see you again. How did you go when you're watching that movie for the first time?
I was up on my feet cheering at every moment. I thought that Gal Gadot got the heart and soul of the character. I was thrilled that it was made again.
How does you handle like big, tall men like myself who sit there and go, "When I was a little boy, I idolized you."
How do you handle it? Well, you're okay. It's when somebody is old and creaky and gray, and they say, "When I was a little boy, I used to love you." The one thing I don't like is when someone starts to say, "When I was a teenage boy, I don't want to hear it.
I was a little boy.
Okay. Maybe I don't want to hear that either.
No. I just thought you were like such a hero.
Thank you so much.
And that's what you brought to that. You felt that you brought that action. It was an action show.
Yeah. Well, yes, but it's also about the heart and soul of women. All of it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
You didn't initiate that bye-bye, did you?
No, she sort of did it. She knew it was getting probably a little bit heated there. She could see it in my eyes that I was getting excited.
She didn't want to hear that you were a teenage boy and you had a big hornball crush on her.
Oh, my goodness.
I think she was in love with you.
Yeah, she was good. No, yeah,
that's
no,
why
she
left so quick.
Yeah.
Hey, nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
That was after Scott. She went...
Now, I think she lives in D.C., I'm correct.
Yeah. What?
She's married to a very high-powered attorney.
Okay.
Oh.
And I believe they still live in D.C.
Wow.
And occasionally, she does these...
she's a singer.
Cabaret appearances.
Show.
Yeah, she
really?
Does. You know, she does, like, appearances, and she does, the Broadway tunes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she used to be on my little show.
Really?
She would come in, she'd have these nice long... I found her absolutely charming to visit with, and... She was very gracious to the crew. She was in a couple of times, lots of pictures, and she was a sweetheart.
So she didn't say goodbye that
fast.
Didn't
you tell me about the day when you said you were a teenager, you had a crush on her, and she said bye-bye?
I decided not to do that on live TV.
Good idea.
I decided. decided not to retrace my sexual past with a television icon.
One thing I don't like is when someone starts to say, when I was a teenage boy, I really, I go, well, I, was a little, I don't want to hear it.
I hate to say it, but that's the best part of the interview. What'd you say, Linda? What'd you say? Got it. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
CBS has other related, you know, stations that they can use. They're going to use TBS, TNT, and True TV.
Yep.
Bingo.
It's all over cable.
That's where you're going, True TV, John?
Well, no, I'm going CBS because I don't have to do a noon show today because we got it on Channel 2 today.
You got to be happy, don't you?
I tell you, I'm a little blue. I don't get to spend time with Chris and Mary at noon.
What does a lost weatherman do in New York City? So you just knock, do you hit the bar early with weathermen?
Probably,
go?
You know.
That's a good idea.
Right?
Since you're having trouble getting
happy
where you want to go at home anyway.
Yeah. Wow. That's great advice.
Isn't that what you said? You're the one
great
that said
advice,
it.
Dad.
You're the one that said it on the air. Might as well
having
come
troubles
home.
At home, go to the bar.
Might
you
as
should
well
write
come
a
back.
Book.
You might as well come back. You might as well come home sloshed.
That's a good. I'm going to say Uncle Scott said
and
so.
You're going, yes, how about now in front of the fireplace? That'll do it.
And we're back in the gutter.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.